Shakespeare's sister has the news, and I don't care, and Johnny Marr there with New Town Velocities, 16 minutes past 8, the full English breakfast show. A murderer who escaped from an Italian prison for the seventh time earlier this month has been found hiding on a farm in a sheep pen. Giuseppe Mastini, nicknamed Johnny the Gypsy, it's got to be a movie in that, hasn't there, was on temporary release from a maximum security facility in Sardinia when he disappeared on the 6th of September. He was tracked down to a farmhouse near the northwestern city of Sassari. You can just see the screenplay now, can't you? The police sort of closing in on the farmhouse and he's sort of hiding in the sheep. Mastini, who first escaped from prison in 1987, reportedly committed his first serious crime at the age of 11. Following his escape in 1987, he spent 2 years on the run, and in that time he murdered a police officer, kidnapped somebody and committed dozens of burglaries. Now, police teams from Sassari, Cagliari and Rome participated in his capture on Tuesday. The long arm of the law. Now, talking about murders, a three-part drama series about the life of the notorious multi-murderer Dennis Nielsen is on ITV at the moment.
And it started last night, didn't it?
It started on Monday night.
Right.
Have you seen it?
I was going to, but then I fell asleep. I watched Emmerdale, and then I went.
You watched Emmerdale instead.
I haven't watched Emmerdale for the first time in about, I don't know, 15 years. I watched Emmerdale.
David Tennant is really, really good in it. As playing the part of Dennis Nielsen, who was the most unsuspecting character, who works in a job centre in Kentish Town. And it was only when bits of human remains started turning up in the drains below his third floor of apartment that so the police cottoned on. He'd been doing it for several years. So the final part's tonight, but if you haven't seen the first two parts, it should be available on catch up. What have you got for me this morning then?
Well, I haven't made it too difficult this morning. Okay, question number one. Lead singer of a UK new wave band of the 1980s, or rather later would have been known as probably a boys band, his first job was as a child actor for a Persil television advert. Who am I talking about?
New wave band of the 1980s?
Yeah, well, same time as Spandau Ballet and...
Simon Le Bon.
Well done. Have you seen him in the advert?
No.
Okay.
Correct. They weren't really a new wave band.
New Romantics. Yeah.
Question not number really two. A boy band either.
Oh, all right. Question number two. The following
a pop guitar band.
He's not going to let this one up.
With a bit of synthesizer.
Oh, shut up. Question number two. The following lyrics are taken from a song which was number one in the UK in September 1968. Can you tell me the song and the singer? Here are the lyrics. Once upon a time, there was a tavern where we used to raise
Mary
a glass
Hopkin,
or two.
Those were the days, my friends.
Yeah, can you finish the lyrics?
In which they... Once upon a time, there was a tavern in the place we...
Where we used to raise a glass or two. Remember how we laughed away the hours. Think of all the great things we would do.
I couldn't remember.
Oh, well done, And finally, on this day in 1963, the Beatles released, this song was released by the Beatles by Swan Records in the United States. Although the song was currently number one in the UK, it was ignored in the US until 1964, when it would reach the top of the US pop chart.
From me to you?
No.
Twist and Shout.
No. 1963.
Yes, sir, I know.
All right.
I want to hold your hand.
No, it was She Loves You.
Okay, fair enough.
No, you did very well.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
2 out of 3.
Trying to find a Beatles track. We've got so many of them that they all pop up at the same time.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lyser has the top stories across the Riviera.
Police have made 46 arrests in connection with a gang trafficking arms and drugs between Marseille and Genoa. According to reports, the individuals were linked to a powerful Calabrian mafia, with 33 arrests being made in the south of France and 13 over the border in Italy. €1 million of criminal assets and weapons were seized. Meanwhile, an internet scam has been dismantled by police in the Gard. The scam, which had claimed 1,000 victims across Europe over the last 3 years, led to 10 people being arrested across France. The scam involved various products being sold over the internet, which were never dispatched to customers. Investigators estimate that there were 1,000 victims for a total damage of €1.9 million. Maurice Anglenay, who was sentenced back in 2014 for the murder of Agnès Leroux, has been released for medical reasons. The 82-year-old former lawyer was given a 20-year prison sentence for the assassination of Agnès Leroux, the heir to the casino of the Palais de la Méditerranée. Anglenay faced trial for the first time in 2006, 29 years after the disappearance of his ex-mistress, Agnès Leroux, who had mysteriously disappeared on All Saints Day 1977. Her body has never been found. Initially scheduled for June but postponed due to COVID-19, Les Voiles d'Antibes gets underway today. The event is on until Sunday at Port Vauban. Dozens of retailers in Nice will be taking part in the Grand Braderie Sale from this Thursday to Saturday. During the sale, participating retailers will be authorised by the Town Hall to set up sale racks and stands in the street outside their shops. In national news, the mayor of Le Havre and former Prime Minister Edouard Philippe, who left the government in early July, has been nominated for the position as a director of the Atos IT Group. The news was confirmed following a meeting with the Atos Board of Directors, which met on Monday, September the 14th. Atos is at the heart of the digital and technological industry in France and is present in 73 countries, presenting itself as an international leader in digital transformation. The company employs 110,000 people and generates annual sales of 12 billion euros. Before entering politics, 49-year-old Edouard Philippe had already worked in the private sector. Former French Prime Minister Edouard Balladur has tested positive for COVID-19. 91-year-old Balladur has self-isolated at his home with his wife and son, who have also tested positive. According to his close entourage, his state of health is not a cause of concern. Edouard Balladur was Prime Minister under François Mitterrand between 1993 and 1995 and presidential candidate in 1995. The association which defends consumers in France, the UFC Que Choisir, has launched a petition to demand a law to moralise food marketing. Entitled Childhood Obesity, Say Stop to Advertising for Junk Food, the petition follows an initial appeal to the public authorities 13 years ago, which called for supervision of television advertising. Today, they're demanding a complete ban on advertising junk food aimed at children on television and on the internet. Obesity is gaining ground among the youngest in France. 3% of children were affected in the 1960s, compared to 17% today. Finally, 24-year-old Arnaud Gérald from Marseille has beaten the world record in freediving, reaching up to 112 metres. Gérald reached the record depth in 3 minutes and 24 seconds during the competition being held in Greece on Tuesday.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
Cycling, Lennart Kamna of Germany made a superb solo break to win stage 16 of the Tour de France on Tuesday. Primoz Roglic retained the yellow jersey. Kamna pulled away on the penultimate climb on the 164-kilometre stage from the Tour du Pin to Villard de Lans to claim his first Grand Tour stage win. Roglic finished nearly 17 minutes later but still leads the general classification by 40 seconds from fellow Slovenian Tadej Pogačar. Today's 17th stage is a tough 170 kilometres from Grenoble to Méribel, which includes a brutal climb up the Col de la Loz. The finish at Méribel will be attended by President Macron. Got on about cycling up there. It was bad enough driving up there with the car in first gear at some points on that climb. Cricket, the third and decisive one-day international between England and Australia, has been played at Old Trafford today. The three-match series is tied at 1-1, and England will be seeking to defend their five-year unbeaten bilateral record. The last time they lost a one-day series against Australia was in September 2015. Players due to start at 2 p.m. French time. Football reports say that Spurs are in talks to re-sign Gareth Bale from Real Madrid. Bale left the London club to join the Spanish giants in 2013 and has since scored more than 100 goals and won four Champions League titles. The player's agent says he still loves Spurs and it's where he wants to be. We shall see. Here are the details from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, this is Joe Parsons at the BBC Sports Centre. The Arsenal captain, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, has signed a new three-year deal to stay at the Emirates.
I'm really, really happy to staying here. This is my home. As you know, I feel so good here, so yes, it's a great day. Hope you enjoy your day.
The Gabon striker's current contract was due to expire at the end of this season, and the club risked losing him for free if he didn't agree a new deal. Aston Villa's captain Jack Grealish has signed a new five-year deal with the club. The 25-year-old England playmaker had been linked with a move away from Villa Park, but has signed a contract until 2025. Grealish has been with his hometown club since he was an eight-year-old. The former Villa midfielder Ian Taylor says Grealish could be key to the club thriving in the Premier League.
Ambition is always a major plus. You've got to have ambition in football or there's no use playing it. They've sort of drawn out everything for Jack and the way they want the club to go. And it's convinced Jack to stay. I do think they've got the money to do what they need to do. It won't happen overnight, but it's something that Jack wants to be involved in, obviously.
And Jack Grealish was on the score sheet as Aston Villa beat Burton Albion 3-1 in the second round of the EFL Cup. There was also a goal on debut for the club's record signing, Ollie Watkins. West Ham beat Charlton 3-0 with Sebastian Haller scoring twice. Ryan Fraser scored on his Newcastle debut as they beat Blackburn 1-0. But there was defeat for one Premier League side. Crystal Palace were knocked out 11-10 on penalties by recently relegated Bournemouth after their game finished goalless. And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League Update from the home of Premier League football.
Finding golf, former US Open champions Justin Rose and Rory McIlroy have been paired together for the first two rounds of this year's tournament, which starts at Winged Foot, New York tomorrow. The pair will play alongside Adam Scott and will tee off in the first round at 13:07 local time. Tiger Woods will play alongside Colin Morikawa, who won last month's US PGA Championship, while the defending champion Gary Woodland will play alongside the 2019 Open champion Shane Lowry. World number one Dustin Johnson, who's been in excellent form of late, will go out at 18:16 local time, alongside fellow Americans Bryson DeChambeau and Tony Finau.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster Yachts, beyond expectation.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almara Sea and the Var, the general situation is an anticyclone, 1,020 millibars over the region. Winds are variable, force 1 to 3, the sea is calm, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,019 millibars. And the outlook for Thursday, clear skies, force 1 to 3 variable winds, calm seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are westerly, force 2 to 4, the sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,020 millibars. And the outlook for Thursday, clear skies, force 2 to 4, northwesterly winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster Yachts, beyond expectation.
Riviera Radio, weather.
Clear skies, light to moderate southeasterly winds, top temperatures 28 to 30 degrees, overnight lows 23 degrees on the coast, 20 degrees inland with clear skies, Thursday and Friday mainly fine, highs of 27 to 29 degrees. You've got enough to talk about today.
Just about.
There's a bit more, isn't there?
There's a little bit more. Mm. Well, I don't know whether you saw this. A passenger who was spotted wearing a snake as a mask. Well, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
That's one of mine gone. Go on.
Okay, while travelling on a bus, he's been warned that it's not a legitimate face covering. The man was seen with a light brown snake with diamond-shaped markings on its skin wrapped around his mouth and neck on a bus from Swinton to Manchester on Monday. One passenger who asked not to be named said at first she thought the man was wearing a funky mask, or she spotted the creature slithering over the handrails. Oh, dear.
I've got a Wookiee mask. I wonder if I could wear that.
You could try.
You're up to date. The news is on the website, rivieradio.nc.